Good morning. Amen. Amen. We enjoy you here at the Master's Call. You have tuned in where we are going to enrich, empower, and enhance your life. Amen. We're going to have this Enjoy Challenges Thursday because we know God is going to work it out. Jeremiah 29:11 says so, and I stand on that this day. And I will now turn this call over to our host. Amen. My name is Benita, and we are going to now go to the next part of our program this morning. Is our host
Hi.
There?
Thank you, Sister Benita. It's Robin from New Jersey. Can you hear me, sis?
Amen. Amen. Yes, I can, sister. Love you. Take it away.
Love you, too. Well, good morning, family. Welcome to the Master's Call, and as Sister Benita said, we are glad to have you, and we are greeting you on this Thursday, and we know that God is in charge, and there's nothing too difficult for him, and you know, I know that we are victorious in everything that we go through, no matter what type of challenge it is. Well, this is the Master's Call. And we love you, and we are here to enrich, to enhance, and to empower all of the believers as they begin this day. And that happens to be the mission statement that we stand on, and that is because of the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. They heard the voice of God. God wanted his people to be enriched, enhanced, and empowered. They said yes to his plan and his purpose, and we have the manifestation of this call today. And the scripture that we stand on is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." You see, this call is all about our Master. We love him, we honor him, and we all his greatness, and we like to come before the throne room and pray. We like to start this call with prayer. We end this call with prayer. We hear the word of God, and then we go out as a minister into the marketplace, and we impart the word into somebody else's life. Praise God. We're here every Monday through Friday, so we are glad that you joined us on this Thursday. We have an email address also for you, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We encourage you to send us all of your praise reports. We love to hear what's going on in your life. Send us your prayer requests. We love to pray. There are some powerful, anointed women of God who have partnered with the Lord, and we go forward, and we intercede on behalf of others. So send us those prayer requests, and we will bring them to the throne room on your behalf. And also, if you would like to be an intercessor, please send us a quick note also to that email address, and I'll give you a call back, and we would be glad to have you on our team. We have a website address where all of our messages have been archived from the first day. And this call was started on October 25th, 2010. So you can take your time and listen to any message. Look at the title. See what you need to hear. And then take your time and listen to them. Download them. Share them with a friend. Invite your family members. And then the thread that has brought many of us together is an awesome company called Artists International. Artists International is a health and wellness company. And most importantly, it is founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and they are sold out to Jesus. It's a Christian-based company. We have some awesome products. Many of us are distributors, and we love to tell people how they can have their lives transformed, how they can prosper from these products by becoming a distributor also and sharing these products with other individuals. And if you're not a distributor, go back to the person that invited you to the call and let them tell you what Artists is all about. And to the distributors, make sure you go to your back office. We had an awesome call last night. Share that with your team members and watch your team grow. And speak it, I believe it by faith, it is being done in the name of Jesus. So without further ado, I am going to have one of our anointed women of God come forward, open us up in prayer so we can hear the word. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning. God bless you, and I love you.
Good morning. Good morning, Master's Call family. Father God, we thank you this morning. We come, Lord God, because you're King of Kings, you're Master of the Universe. We come this morning to bow to your majesty. Heavenly Father, your name is majestic and fills the earth. Lord, we honor you this morning. We glorify your name. We worship you. We give you praise, Lord. You alone are worthy of our praise. God, we thank you for blessing our lives. We thank you for the gift of life. And, Lord, this morning I just thank you for preserving my dear friend Willa's life. Father, I thank you that the injuries that she sustained were not life-threatening. And, Father, I thank and praise you that she was able to get the medical attention that she needed right away. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for food and shelter. Thank you, Lord, for saving us from sin and shame. Lord God, you said our footsteps are ordered. So, God, give us the wisdom, the understanding, and the courage to walk in the purpose you created for us. Father God, we thank you for being a light to our feet and a lamp to our path. We thank you for everyone on this call and for those who obey the sound of the heavenly bugle that blows early in the morning to wake us up for spiritual battle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family. We dispatch the angels to provide a hedge of protection around them. We draw the bloodline between them and the enemy. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Father God, as we open this call, we welcome you this morning. We call upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit to ascend and descend through the airwaves and the frequencies. Spirit of the living God, saturate the phone lines with peace, love, faith, and unspeakable joy. Bless Minister Tiffany as she gives voice to your word today. As the words come forth this morning, I release the power, the purpose, and the plan in which you have for it for every listener. I proclaim in Jesus' name that no force of darkness or evil can touch it, change it, hinder it, or check it. Let the words that she speak be followed with signs and wonders and miracles. Speak through Minister Tiffany, O God, with words of wisdom and revelation knowledge. I lose clarity of thought, accuracy of word, and the power of the Holy Ghost to come forth. Angels of the Lord, go forth and dismantle, destroy and leave harmless any stronghold, evil power, and evil spirits. As we open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive your word, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you've already done, and we thank you in advance for what you have yet to do that will enrich our spirits, enhance our lives, and empower us to go out and make a difference in the marketplace. And we will become greater testimonies to your glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Well, family and friends, right now, it's time to hear this anointed woman of God. We call her the songbird on this call. We also know her as Evangelist Tiffany because she loves to share the good news of Jesus with everyone. She is such a great encourager. She's my sister in Christ. I love her dearly. She is also from Southern California. She has a wonderful son named Kalon, and she is a devoted, faithful mom to this young, mighty man of God. She's graduated from California State University. She's also an artist distributor, part of our family. She loves to plan events and also design. And at this time, without further ado, I bring to the line Tiffany Lauderdale, minister, evangelist, songbird. Tiffany, are you there, sis?
I am, Elder Wilson. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm looking forward to the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. To each of you here this morning, God bless you, and I thank God that he allowed for each of you to come into this a new day, the 31st day of May 2012, and where all is well in 2012. And no matter what the situations are, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the tests, the trials, the tribulations, the things that we deal with every day, all is well in 2012. First, giving reference to God, who is truly the head of my life, to the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I so greatly thank God for your yes. To each of my sisters who are so excited to be on this call each and every day with me, I thank you all, because from each of you I have learned something, and I just thank God that he allowed me to be around godly counsel in a time, in a season such as this. To each of you who dial in every single day, and I'm not going to call out names because I don't want to miss any, but each of you, your faithfulness and your consistency on this call just shows that something great is about to happen, not only for the TMC family, but for the kingdom of God. Back a few weeks ago, it was a worship Wednesday, and I said to each and every single one of you, I said, go out with expectation and anticipation of something great to happen. There was something that I said. I said, recite the 23rd Psalms. I said, recite the 23rd Psalm. The Spirit of God is telling me to tell you today, that was on the 9th, every day for the next 23 days to say the 23rd Psalms, not really realizing that the end of the 23rd day would be today, and not even realizing that today I would be speaking to you. But the 23rd Psalm, by reciting that every day, has truly changed lives. It has brought us and allowed us to be closer to God. It has really showed us, if we trust him, what he can do. But I'm going to tell you, this is not over yet. Today is the 31st, but tomorrow is the 1st. And I do know that we're getting ready to tap into a new season like never before. So today, let me just give you the title of my message. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of give you a couple of versions of what Psalms 23 says in the message, in the Amplified, and another version of the Bible. But the title of the message is, The Lord is Our Shepherd. And so my question to you is, so what's the problem? If the Lord is our shepherd, then what's the problem? So let's dissect Psalm 23, first of all. The Lord is my shepherd. Actually, I'm going to read it to you first. I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Surely or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. And that's from the Amplified. Now let me read Psalm 23 from the Message. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet, pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even When the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid. When you walk at my side, your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me. Every day of my life, I'm back home in the house of the Lord. And the final translation that I'm going to read to you right now is the New Life Translation, which reads, "The Lord is my shepherd. I will have everything I need. He lets me rest in fields of green grass. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He makes me strong again. He leads me in the way of living right with himself, which brings honor to his name. Yes, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid of anything because you are with me. You have a walking stick with which to guide and one with which to help. These comfort me. You are making a table of food ready for me in front of those who hate me. You have poured oil on my head. I have everything I need. For sure, you will give me goodness and loving kindness all the days of my life. Then I will live with you in your house forever." So if the Lord is our shepherd, then what is the problem? Let's dissect Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. That means that we have a relationship with him. I shall not want. That's daily supply. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He leadeth me beside still waters. That's refreshment. He restoreth my soul. That's healing. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That's guidance. For his name's sake, that's purpose. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's our testing. I will fear no evil, for God is our protection. For thou art with me, that shows his faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, that is discipline. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy, that's hope. Thou anointest my head with oil, that's consecration. My cup runneth over, that's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, that's blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, that's security forever, that's eternity. So if the Lord is our shepherd, then what is the problem? See, many times in our lives, we're going to go through trials. We're going to go through tribulations. We're going to have circumstances which happen during the course of our day which are unexpected. But keep in mind that though you may be unable to change a situation, you still have control over how you respond to it. When your plans are interrupted, take a deep breath and give yourself time to think before you react. Take care of the need that is confronting you at the moment. Look at each person you encounter as someone who needs something from you. Look at them as he or she being sent from God. Say a quick prayer and ask God to guide you and to give you patience and wisdom to deal with that situation. Always trust the process and be open to God's leading you through the unexpected. See, we never know what's going to happen when we go out the door and go through our day. But one thing I can tell you, to rest assured that the Lord said, "I am with you always," in Matthew 28:20. So when the Lord is your focal point, as we say here on the PMC call, that this is all about the Master. So I hope during the course of these 23 days that you recited Psalms 23, that you would know that the Lord became your focal point. He became the center of your life. He is the center of your thoughts. He is the center of your being. And when you put God first, all the pieces fall in line. So make every single moment of your life purposeful and meaningful. See, when David wrote Psalms, he wrote Psalms as a psalm of trust. David had no fear, and he had no concern of why. Why? Because the Lord, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. So God is extending the same thing that he extended to David to each one of us today. God tends to us. We are his sheep. So make sure that you stay in the sheep zone. Don't get into the shepherd zone, because, see, when you get into the shepherd zone, everything is chaotic. Everything gets disarrayed because you're not the shepherd. You're the sheep. So we need to stay in the sheep place. As Isaiah 40:11 tells us, God tends to us, his flock. In John 10, verses 1 through 18, if you read that passage, it tells you that Jesus is the good shepherd. Revelation 7:17 reads, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will lead them to springs of living water. That's you and me. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. See, it's okay to cry sometimes. We need to release that. I call that stress relief sometimes. You know, people say, you know, work out or, you know, whatever. Sometimes it's good to cry. Release that and let it go. A lot of times we're not allowing the door for our blessing to be open because we will not let those things that happened 7 years ago go. So I ask you today to let it go, to trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So move yourself out of your own way in all your ways. He didn't say in some of them. He said in all your ways acknowledge him. That means that you seek him first. That means you ask him first. Something happens to you, you don't go and pick up the phone and call somebody and tell them that you need help. Call on Jesus. He's waiting. You got a direct connection to him. You don't have to post nothing and text nothing to him. All you got to do is call. Jesus, I need you, Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. I'm standing in the need of your wisdom, Lord. I'm standing in the need of your comfort. I need you to intervene in my life right now, Lord. You are always with me, Father. But I lift up this situation to you in the name of Jesus. Send him a text. Send him a post. And let him respond in your life. We got social media going on all around, but when do we include Jesus in that? In Psalms 34, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So if we are saved, if we are chosen, why do we not think that we need to not suffer? As Jesus suffered, so do we. But one thing these 23 days have done for me is to let me know that the Lord is my shepherd, that I need to make sure that I get myself in alignment with him. See, this is the beginning of a transformation for me, a transformation of my mind, a transformation of my thoughts. See, my thoughts, Tiffany's thoughts are no longer Tiffany's thoughts, but my thoughts are what God wants me to do. I wake up in the morning and I say, Lord, what is your will for my life this day? This is not about me, but it is truly all about you. I am your chosen vessel. I am emptying myself today that you would fill me up to the capacity that you would allow for me to go out and to build your kingdom, to be that minister in the marketplace, because you are my shepherd. And there are no problems, because you said in your word that you would supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. Now it's a matter of trust, my family. Are you really ready to trust God on the level that he wants you to trust him on? So many times in our life we trust people, and they have failed us. So many times we trust the relationships that we're in, and they failed us. So many times we go to our places of employment, and sometimes we receive a pink slip at the end of the day because we trusted that job to supply our needs, but they failed us. So many times we trust the things that are around us, you know, that we have in our house, the material things, and they break down sometimes. They failed us. So I'm asking you today, will you trust God? Because if he has told you already that he is with you always, then it's time to relinquish your control over to him. Let it go and recognize that he is God. I'm going to leave you with this. It's a poem called Chosen Vessel. The master was searching for a vessel to use. On the shelf there were many. Which one would he choose? Take me, cried the gold one. I'm shiny and bright. I'm of great value, and I do things just right. My beauty and luster will outshine the rest. And for someone like you, master, gold would be the best. The master passed on with no word at all. He looked at a silver urn, narrow and tall. I'll serve you, dear master. I'll pour out your wine, and I'll be at your table whenever you dine. My lines are so graceful, my carving so true, and my silver will always compliment you. Unheeding, the master passed on to the brass. It was wide mouthed and shallow and polished like glass. Here, here, cried the vessel, I know I will do. Place me on your table for all men to view. Look at me, called the goblet of crystal so clear. My transparency shows my content so dear. Though fragile am I will serve you with pride, and I'm sure I'll be happy in your home to abide. The master came next to a vessel of wood. Polished and carved, it solidly stood. You may use me, dear master, the wooden bowl said, but I'd rather you use me for fruit, not for bread. Then the master looked down and saw a vessel of clay. Empty and broken, it helplessly lay. No hope had the vessel that the master might choose to cleanse and make whole, to fill and to use. Ah, this is the vessel I've been hoping to find. I will mend and use it and make it all mine. I need not the vessel with pride of itself, nor the one who is narrow to sit on the shelf, nor the one who is big mouthed and shallow and loud, nor one who displays his content so proud, nor the one who thinks he can do all things just right. But this plain earthly vessel filled with my power and might. Then gently he lifted the vessel of clay, mended and cleansed it and filled it that day. Spoke to it kindly, there's work you must do. Just pour out to others as I pour into you. The Lord is your shepherd, and there is no problem. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that awesome word of God. The Lord is our shepherd. I'm going to call Minister LaShawn. If you can come up quickly and just seal this call and our prayer request, I would really appreciate it. God bless you. Minister LaShawn.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. Father God, we come to you today humbly and thankfully. We thank you, Lord, for guiding our feet and keeping us away from harm's way. As we uplift our prayer requests, we know that you have already blessed and you have already made it so. So, God, we just ask that you please continue to bless Sister Willa with her accident. Lord God, please be calm the mending in her bones and the blood in her veins. Allow her, Lord, to have wonder-working healing and supernatural strength in her bones as she heals and is going through pain. Father God, we bless Melvin because we know that cancer is a name and you will not only heal it but restore his body back to original state, Father Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for being the court judge. We thank you, Father God, for being that loan officer in our banks. Father God, we thank you so much for all that you will have and continue to do in our lives. So as we go out and be ministers in the marketplace, remind us about Psalm 23, Lord. You are our shepherd and we shall not want. And as long long as we remember that, we will lack nothing. Father God, we love you. We bless you. Amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for sealing this call and bringing forward our prayer request. Thank you, Minister Candy, Minister Benita, and most importantly, Evangelist Tiffany, for the powerful word of God. And to you, the Master's Call family, we love you. We are people of excellence, and we want to make sure we end our call according to what the Master has told us to do. So go out, be that minister in the marketplace this day. Remember, the Lord is your shepherd, and you can and will do all things through him. Bye-bye, and we will speak with you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.